Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Daryl. What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield clapping back at Colin Cowherd? What do you think about that, about our starting quarterback making sure that he bit the bait is what he did, Daryl. He bit the bait. He took the bullet. And we've gotten mixed reaction on it. Some people feel like it was the right move, mainly because they like the idea that he's transparent, as Albert Breer put it. They like that he's willing to stick up for Odell Beckham. But then there's another side of it where another side of the coin, if you will. And you think to yourself, how many other quarterbacks in the league would make that move and do that type of thing as well?
Browns play Sunday?
They do not.
When do they play again?
Not until September.
All right. No problem with it. Not like there's anything else going on. I got no issue with it. Baker's being who he is. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to take any. Trust me, Colin Cowherd's not the only media personality he's taken shots at recently. So I won't mention any names in town, but he has taken a few. I have no issue with it. He keeps it real. It's the off season. There's nothing going on. It's not taken away from any type of preparation for an opponent or anything like that. So, I mean, listen, Colin's doing his job, and that's to get the clicks, get the listens from Cleveland, and the reaction from Browns fan, albeit negative.
Yeah.
But you know, Colin's basically doing his job, and you know, Baker's helping him do his job by responding because. And I didn't listen to his show today, but I'm sure at some point, I would think that Colin would address Baker's response to him, which again. Forwards the conversation even further. So, no, I don't have any problem with it. And, I listened to what Colin said. I think that there's some merit to, yes, it could go wrong.
It could be a dumpster fire.
It could be, but they could win the Super Bowl too.
That's right.
Okay? It could be a lot of things. You know, I think some of it, too. I mean, I don't think Baker's a baby by any stretch of the imagination. I think if anything, Baker's proven that he's anything but that
Think Colin meant like he's a baby as if he's immature. I think he meant like he's a baby, like he's 22 years old, 23 years old.
So, I mean, of course, it could go off the rails, but they are in position potentially to compete for a Super Bowl as well. So, good for Baker. No issue with it. And I won't criticize an athlete for being candid and open.
Mm-hmm.
We want it both ways in the media. We want the candor. We want the openness.
Oh, yeah.
We want the honesty. But then as soon as we get that, and the Paul Dolan thing a couple weeks ago is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
He was just being candid, open, and honest about the situation. It wasn't what any of us wanted to hear. So we criticized the presentation. We criticized what he said and whatnot. So we can't have it both ways. We can't say give us the non-canned quotes, and then when we get the non-canned quotes, go after people because we got the non-canned quotes.
Oh, yeah, we're screaming at him, saying, all right, why are you so quiet on Lindor? Why are you so quiet on the contract front? And then all of a sudden he comes out and says, well, hey, guys, be easy on that Lindor conversation. And we're like, we can't believe what he just said. Yeah. It's always been the divide, though, within the media and trying to figure out exactly where we have our place with what is a story, what isn't a story, who's going too far. Trevor Bauer, for instance, right? Trevor Bauer makes a statement.
Yep.
Fine. Okay. Great. You want to be this social media haven guy? Fine. Okay. But then when you go and you pester a 24-year-old female from Houston for 48 hours, then we all of a sudden are like, well, wait a second. There is a line. Because there is exactly that. There is a line somewhere. Yeah. I don't think Baker's anywhere close to it, though. And I think Baker just sees the enjoyment side of this. Like, I just saw on Instagram an hour ago of him sucking in a balloon.
That was like 12.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I can hear the hot take coming tomorrow from Colin. Ah, Baker's such a baby, he's sucking helium balloons. Who does that? Who's a professional that does that in the NFL?
How many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks have ever sucked helium?
In the world, but I totally see that happening. But Baker's as real as they come. I like it. He doesn't put on a front. I can see sometimes it might rub people the wrong way a little bit, but it doesn't bother me at all. I respect the guy that will stand up for himself, will stand up for his teammates. I mean, you know, I haven't gotten the impression that Odell Beckham is unhappy to be a Cleveland Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The impression that I have gotten is he was genuinely shocked by the trade and that it's something he has to adjust to.
Right.
And that there's nothing wrong with that. There's no negative there. I don't know where he got the Odell is terribly unhappy to be a Cleveland Brown. I mean, if you look at Odell on social media,
he's tweeting like crazy today.
Yeah, he doesn't seem unhappy. I think he even quote tweeted Baker's video, Snapchat or Instagram video of him doing the balloon thing. So I don't get this impression that Odell Beckham Jr. is unhappy to be a Cleveland Brown.
What if you're Odell, aren't you happy that Baker kind of clapped back for you? It's not as if Odell doesn't need it. I mean, Odell can stick up for himself, but for a guy that you've only seen on the Monday press conference and that was it, he's got your back. He's got your back that way.
That's important in a locker room. Dustin will tell you.
Absolutely.
Knowing that guys have your back both publicly and privately is very, very important. It's part of the reason all the stuff hit the fan in Pittsburgh with Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, and that, because Antonio Brown never felt that Ben Roethlisberger had his back.
Right, right.
Okay? Now, I'm sure that there's many tentacles to that story, and a lot of them have been explored, but I'm just using that as a prime example. That's why that relationship deteriorated and fell apart. Didn't feel that Mike Tomlin had his back. You know, Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield, you know, they have kind of gone out of their way to show, especially the new guys, we got your back. Okay, Odell, you were anticipating your offseason program wasn't going to start until about the middle of the month because, the Giants, you weren't anticipating having to start April 1st. So I'm not going to sit up here and make a big deal that you're going back on vacation. I'm not going to do that to you. I want you to come in. I want you to feel comfortable. I want you to feel welcome. Live your life. And then when it's time for you to get down to business, then I'll make sure you get down to business.
I think that's the hardest part, guys. That's the hardest part about all this is that when you watch guys get older and you watch them feel as if they have earned more and accomplished more and then seeing them want more. And that respect, it's a lot harder to get if you've already, gone a bridge too far. But as we relate it to the Steelers, it's Antonio Brown, they've known who he is for the past 8 years. Mm-hmm. They've known who he is.
Right.
Big Ben, we've known who he is. Mike Tomlin, we've known who he is. At some point, it's about damage control more than anything else. When you have the type of athletes that you do and you put them all in a room, like, I can't expect AB to be the perfect teammate for Juju Smith-Schuster. I would like him to be. I can't expect him to be. But what I like about Baker, and I like the direction of this Browns team, is that they have a nice mix of guys that have experience and have already been superstars, Odell Beckham being one of them, obviously. Jarvis Landry was a 3-time Pro Bowler before he came here. And then mixed with the younger guys, mixed with Baker and Miles and guys that can kind of, Nick Chubb, guys that can be brought along and learned and taught how to be a superstar.
Blue chip, self-motivated talent. That's what John Dorsey has added in his time as GM to this team. Not only has he added good football players, but he's added guys that are motivated to be successful and motivated to win. And that's something the Browns over the years have had some good football players. They've never had a complete team. They've never had guys that, that really wanted to take it upon their shoulders to lift the franchise up out of the dumps. Well, he's got that. Baker Mayfield and I really got to sense it last year with Jarvis Landry. At the end of the season, I don't know if I've told this story or not, but locker cleanout day, just talking to Jarvis is wrapping up the season and that, and it became a running joke. Every week, myself or someone would ask him, "Hey, Jarvis, you guys can do this week," and it's the first time in X amount of time that this has been done in Cleveland, and it got to be a thing where, "Hey, Jarvis, you guys can do this." And then he'd stop in the middle of the question and say, "Yeah, let me guess. This hasn't been done here in 25 to 30 years, right?" And we go, "Uh-huh." And so he got it. And so at the end of the season, like Clint goes, "Hey, I knew it was kind of bad here. I knew what I was walking into coming to a winless team, but I didn't realize what it really was. I didn't realize the love that the fans still have for the team, and it's incredible for as bad as they've been." And I really hope that we are able to do this, that we are able to get this thing turned around and be successful and compete for a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl for everybody here, because it's been so long. I mean, you know, this year we're all expecting they're going to win the AFC North, right? That's my pick. Yeah. Dustin, you got them winning?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the fence.
No, what is this?
I think I picked the Steelers to win the division. I think they can win the division, but I'm just not going to
Okay,
they got to prove some stuff to me.
Okay, fair enough. I that's 30 years, 1989.
Yeah.
Since the Browns won it, since they got to carve one of those champions marble things that ring the facility in Berea when Art Modell built that place, he put these marble blocks all the way around the perimeter of the building, like it's an engraved Browns helmet silhouette with champions on the bottom, and like six of them are engraved. The rest are blank and empty.
Oh.
So they might actually get to engrave one of those things this year. So, I mean, it's been a very, very, you know, long time. So it should be fun to watch this thing develop. There'll be a lot of stories, and most of them should be pretty positive, too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.